Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan, and welcome to High Tech on Life. Today, we're going to take a little different approach than normal. We're going to talk about something that is very subjective, and anyone who listens to this is going to have a differing opinion, like completely different, like going to argue me into the ground kind of thing. And that is perfectly fine. Because honestly, I'm not right, you're not right. I'm not wrong, you're not wrong. Because I wanted to explore the difference between movies and TV shows these days. Because there's really not a massive difference depending on the show you're watching. Now, movies these days are very much a quick story. They may seem long, you know, you can have like a 3-hour movie. And that may, you know, that is long for a movie, especially. But in that 2.5 to 3 hours, they have to introduce characters, develop a plot, climax of the film, and some resolution, some sort of killer ending for it. And filmmakers these days do a very, very good job of that. There's some amazing films out that, you know, you couldn't do 5 years ago. But there's also some TV shows out there that I think put some of the films these days to shame. So for instance, let's take a look first back, oh, I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, at the state of TV shows and really how awful they were, because that's about the time when I stopped watching TV. And not that I was a huge TV junkie necessarily, but I tend to watch most television shows, especially growing up. We watched TV a lot. We watched a lot of sitcoms and we watched a lot of cartoons, obviously, because we were kids, but we would watch all the sitcoms in the nighttime, in the evening before bed, we'd watch those. TGIF, we watched that. Of course, that was like a staple in the home. We always watched those. But I don't know what it was. Maybe that I just had other interests going on, but I just stopped watching TV, and none of the shows that were being advertised really caught my attention, like at all. I was to the point where I was watching The Simpsons and South Park and then Family Guy when it came along. That was it, because I wanted to, and like Futurama, you know, those like adult cartoon kind of things, because I wanted to laugh with a bit of edge to it. I just wanted to laugh. Like even in the movies that I was watching at the time, they were just for, you know, I wanted to be able to laugh. I didn't want any of the drama stuff. Yeah, no drama for me. There's probably a couple of TV shows out there that changed the way that I viewed TV shows and the way that TV shows were made. Two that come to mind, and this one maybe not so much, but it's one of my favorite shows, is Scrubs, because there was a lot of comedy in it, but it was almost dramedy style where there's comedy and some drama going on, and it's done very well, very tastefully. And also the story progresses. Now you can watch them as individual episodes, but you know, there's some sort of underlying thing going on each season that progresses from episode to episode. Not a ton, you know, not like the other show I'm going to mention, but you know, you got a little bit of JD's life progressing over his career and things happening in his life. So very good show, very well done. Ended perfectly fine in season 8. There was no reason to do the Scrubs interns thing. That was a nightmare. That was stupid. They shouldn't have done that. But it happened, and unfortunately it's out there. And now we have to live with that for the rest of our lives. The other show, which I think was actually bigger. So Scrubs was like on the sitcom side. It wasn't a sitcom in the traditional sense with like jokes and a laugh track and things like that, but it was very much, it was a short half-hour show that delivered a good story, and it was very funny, like super funny. Now on the complete other side, I hadn't really done much as far as TV shows. I didn't really want anything to do with them. I had DVDs of shows I wanted to watch, and that was it. And I'd watch those over and over again. I was very boring back then. So before I even got married, when I was dating my wife again, she had mentioned that there was a show called Lost. And I knew about Lost. I'd seen the promos and I'd heard about it, but I hadn't watched it at all. And she kept saying, you need to watch this because it's a great show. It's an awesome show. We ended up getting married and very shortly after. So we got married in June, and shortly after that, we started watching Lost together. We bought the first season on DVD. It was already, 4 seasons in by that point. It was in the middle of the 4th season. And we started watching it together. And the way that this show was shot and written and directed and just everything about it and the storyline that just kept building and building and building over and over from episode to episode. If you go back through those episodes, like all 6 seasons of it, there's only maybe a handful that you don't need to watch. Maybe even 1 or 2. I know of one specifically, but maybe one other one that there's no reason to watch it because it doesn't progress the story any further. So it's pointless to watch. It's like they had a big cliffhanger and then they decided to tease the audience for another week before they resolve that. But Lost was such a great show because it would resolve something, not everything, but it would resolve like the cliffhanger from the last episode and then create some other new problem that they had to deal with or some other issue would come up that they would have to deal with. And then it started stacking all sorts of issues and all sorts of things you didn't know about up until it, you know, you hit season 6 and there was no way they were going to answer everything. If you haven't watched yet, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but let's just say that they caused so many unknowns throughout the series that they couldn't really answer them all. They got close. I think I felt satisfied with the end of the series. A lot of people didn't. They were very much against the whole island being alive kind of thing. That sounds a little weirder than it actually is in the show. But the island being a character is kind of how my buddy described it to me. My friend is he's a literary genius. You know, he's a thinker. We'll put it that way. He's a thinker. And he kind of explained to me what that meant, the way that they end the show and why people wouldn't like how they did. But anyways, that's beside the point. The whole point I'm trying to make is Lost kind of brought in this brand new way of telling stories where, and I'm sure other shows were doing similar things, but there was something about Lost that just propelled this way of storytelling through multiple seasons of a show where every single episode pushed that story forward. Now, like I said, with a show like Scrubs or something, they kind of got to where they, you know, the story would progress from episode to episode, but it could be like one episode and then 3 or 4 episodes that didn't really mean anything. They were just funny and awesome to watch. And then it would progress another part of the story on that 4th or 5th episode. So let's jump to movies then. I honestly am not a huge movie goer. There's always been miniseries that follow that same pattern that Lost did, but you're looking at, you know, 6 to 10 episodes for an entire story. And that's pretty much, it looks like that's the model that Lost used was, but instead of doing it over 10 episodes, they did it over 6 seasons. And I thought it was brilliant because you could develop so much more over that time and you don't have to resolve every single detail within 2 hours like you would in a movie. So let's jump over to movies for a minute. I honestly don't watch too many movies because I've gotten so into TV shows that, and there, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of TV shows out there that are crap. And I never watch any reality shows because I don't get into those. I want some sort of substance with what I'm watching. And reality shows just don't give you that, in my opinion. So when you start to think about how much more you end up loving the characters, loving or hating the characters in a TV show. You have to think about that in a movie as opposed to TV shows, because with movies, you can develop the characters, but you have to do it quickly because you're limited in time. You have to move the story along a lot faster, which in some cases is very nice. And that's all that's required to tell the story. You know, you only need that 2.5 hours. And over the past year, I've ended up traveling a lot more, and I end up on airplanes that have a bunch of movies. So I have to, you know, I end up watching them, because if not, I'm flying for 10 hours just sitting there doing nothing. So I've actually watched more movies in the last year than I have probably in the last 6 or 7 years. Like I said, there's a lot of great movies out there, but I don't think you develop quite that emotional bond to the characters that you would with a TV show, like a progressive TV show that uses 6 or 7 seasons to really develop the storyline and take you on a broader story, a broader experience within that story. I wish they would do this with some of the movies that they've created. Now, this is going to be a shock for a lot of you. As a someone in their mid-30s, this probably isn't the best thing to admit, but I just happen to be a massive Harry Potter fan. I know, weird, right? I've read the books all the way through on my own once, but then I started getting into audiobooks, and I've probably listened to every single book easily 15 times, which I know seems weird, but it's like my relaxing thing in the evenings, or, you know, when I'm trying to just calm down, I have the audiobooks on my phone at all times, so I just hit play. And eventually I get through that book and I just move on to the next one. And that's very similar. You know, usually you'll have a series will be 3 books long, right? 3 or 4 books long. And the reason why I like the Harry Potter series so much is that it goes 7 books, and it ends up being the characters are developed more and the storyline progresses a little bit more. And there's just a lot more detail. You can get bogged down with detail. That definitely happens. But if you really love something and love a story so much, which I know a ton of people around the world do with Harry Potter, those kind of details are okay to have. Now, I don't think when she was writing them that she knew that that was going to happen. But like, let's say the last book of the Harry Potter series, it's the longest one of them all. And there's a bunch of stuff that had to be resolved. But every single second of that book is an exciting second. There's no downtime in that book. There's other books in the past that kind of seem like they're dragging, but they're, you know, for the most part, they're not. Now, the reason why I bring up Harry Potter is because, as with most movies that come from books, I didn't really like the films too much, especially towards the end, because they kind of went away from or there were details that they, I know why they didn't put them into the films, but they changed them, and it kind of annoyed me a little bit, and more so probably just because I love the books so much that there's no way that they could have made a film that I would have been happy with, because I'm a nerd like that. But that's one of those things that, in this sense, I know they had to do movies because Warner Brothers owns them and they wanted to do just quick movies of them. You know, they wanted to release them like that. I'm glad they did the last one in 2 films. That was a good call. But I think with the level of detail that the book presents, and like, you know, this could be for anything really. Any book that has a very long storyline that's going to go over like 7 to 10 books, why wouldn't you want, and with TV shows today and the cinematography that's pretty much like a movie, it is like those kind of shows these days are like movies. And they, I mean, you look at something like Doctor Who, for instance. Every single one of those episodes is an hour-long movie. It is. And they have an issue and they resolve it and they move on. But even then, like through the Matt Smith years, if you're a Doctor Who fan, the storyline progressed from episode to episode, and it was like you were watching an hour-long film every single time. Another case in point is the Sherlock series from the BBC. That was an hour and a half film. There were three episodes for the series, but that was an hour and a half long film. So why, you know, I think they had the right idea there, because you're essentially watching a movie to resolve one issue that's happening, but there's an overlying story that will progress through the entire season. Now, I think somebody should do this. Let's take that Harry Potter example. Instead of doing seven movies, or eight movies in this case, what if they had done a series, like a TV series, similar to what Sherlock is or Doctor Who, where it's very dramatic, movie-style cinematography, and they progress the book over like 10 to 15 episodes or 10 to 13 episodes. Like Doctor Who was around there. Each series was about that long. Each season was about that long. So why couldn't you do something like that, where you have an hour-long episode and it progresses the story? Like, let's take the first book of Harry Potter. They could have easily done that over a 10-episode run and had an amazing story. And the actors, you know, they would grow up year by year instead of having a movie every 3 or 4 years. No, what did they do? They did a movie every 2 years, and your actors who are playing 17-year-olds are now in their mid-20s, and you can tell, by the way. Why don't you just do something with, you know, every year you are doing one book? So they do a 7-year run of the TV show, and each year covers a book. Now, it doesn't just have to be for that. Like, Peter Jackson, I know he's a filmmaker, but, you know, he could have done something like that for The Lord of the Rings. It would have turned out completely different, I know, but an idea like that. You're taking a book series, and each book you're spanning out over one season of the TV show. And I think this has been done so effectively with, you know, shows like Sherlock and Lost and Doctor Who. And Doctor Who, I think it took a while, you know, until the guys who actually do Sherlock took over Doctor Who. There were some good parts to it in the David Tennant years, but anyways, I'm going to get too nerdy on you here. But I think that's why movies just don't appeal to me as much anymore, because I want the detail. I want to go along for the story. I want to go along for the ride. And I want to get to know those characters better and kind of see how it develops and the relationships between the characters and, you know, everything. It's just, you can get into so much more detail. I think they tried to do that with Once Upon a Time. I watched maybe the first season of that, but then I was very disinterested in it at that point. And I've heard it hasn't gone too well over the last couple episodes. I think there are a couple of seasons. I think they're, what, 6 or 7 seasons in, something like that. How long has Lost been off the air? Because that's when it started. So I guess that's the other side to it, is that if you do something that's going to take that long, it could become boring and disinterested. People could become disinterested. And that's just a risk you're going to have to take, in my opinion. I think they should take something like the Harry Potter series, or even like the Hunger Games series, and run it through a TV season and see how people would react to it. Maybe not take something that's already been done in video form or in film form, but take a new book, take a new story, and progress it that way. Now, there's been some films. I think I get more interested in the kids' films than in the adult films, because I really like CGI and the comedy from the children's films, from the Pixar and Disney films. I really prefer that. I think those are really fun to watch, especially with my kids. And they're just great films. They're great movies. And some of the new stuff that, like the new Star Wars films, were really good for the most part. I'm not a Star Wars snob. I don't like the first, or, you know, like episode 1 through 3. I think with those, that they could have been a lot better if they found better actors. I am not a fan of Hayden Christensen. I think he was a poor choice, and I don't like his acting in that. In fact, when I was playing it, my son and I were watching it for the first time, episode two, and we fast-forwarded through, like, everything that wasn't a lightsaber-type scene, you know, where things were going on. I mean, it just, there's a lot of boring stuff. The whole development of the love story between those Anakin and Padme was just so boring. And so we fast forward. I forgot how boring it was. I know it came out a long time ago, but I forgot how boring it was. And so I just went, you know what, son, we're going to fast forward through this. This is just pointless. It's not going to develop the story for you any further. Long and short of it, they fell in love. They're going to have a couple of kids. The end. Which, by the way, I like where that franchise is going. I'm glad, you know, Disney owns everything now, it seems like, but I'm glad they bought it because they have the resources to put out new films and make them right, you know, to put the money behind it, to do these alternate timelines of characters throughout the Star Wars saga is brilliant. I saw Rogue One, and like I said, I'm not a huge movie goer and fan of movies these days. And I went and saw, I actually didn't see the Star Wars film in the theater. Shocking, I knew. But I didn't see The Force Awakens or Rogue One in the theater. Now, that may just be because I don't like being around a lot of people. I'm not agoraphobic, but I just want to sit on my couch. I do. I enjoy sitting on my couch next to my wife and watching something. And I think that with the TV shows these days and the cinematography that's done and the direction and the storylines, they're basically just really long movies. They just split them up into 13 episodes, you know. A couple of honorable mentions to shows that we watch, my wife and I watch on a regular basis. We really like Scrubs, as I said. We really like Lost. We watched Lost. We started with Lost with the DVDs, and then we ended up finishing it with watching the last episode live. A couple of others that we'll sit down and watch just as kind of filler. We watched the whole series of How I Met Your Mother, which is a good story. If you can get past a few episodes that are like, yeah, that wasn't that good. But the majority of those episodes are phenomenal. And the overall story is one of the best sitcom stories I've ever seen. I always hated how they treated it as a sitcom with the laugh tracks and everything. But it was, you know, the way that they shot that was sitcom style. But it has one of the best stories. And the characters the actors in it were amazing. So, and then another one that I recently discovered at the push of my younger brother was Parks and Recreation. It is the funniest show. I am so sad that I didn't watch it from the beginning, but I'm really glad that I can just stream them all and binge watch them for Netflix. Cause that's like honestly one of the funniest shows I have ever watched. I've never laughed more at a half hour show than I have at Parks and Rec. There was another show that on USA called Psych that we really liked. I got a little bored of it towards the end, but my wife watched it all the way through and it ended well. But it was a good show. Obviously, Sherlock, as I mentioned, is awesome. If you haven't seen those, every episode is a good one. Even the last one, I don't know if they're going to do anymore. I've heard that it's kind of up in the air because Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman are doing so many other things that they just can't make their schedules work. So they kind of left it open. They made it as though it could end there on the very last episode, or that they could go on if they really wanted to. I'm expecting that they'll probably do like maybe one episode. I would say maybe one episode a year, a special every year, because it's such a great show. I don't know why you wouldn't at least try for like a Christmas episode or something that happens once a year. So I hope I didn't ruffle any feathers today, but give me your opinions on what TV shows you like, what movies you like, if you prefer TV shows over movies. Like I said, I prefer TV shows over movies for the most part because I can sit down and watch an hour-long episode and progress the story forward a little bit, but not have to sit there for 3 hours to get to the end of it. Eventually, I will get to the end of it. after I watch every episode. It's really great. And especially with binge watching these days, if you can binge watch, you can control, like, I'm going to watch 2 episodes or 3 episodes. If I want to be there for 3 hours, I can be there for 3 hours. If I only want to be there for one, I could be there for one. And I can technically even pause the episode in the middle of one because I'm streaming it, you know? But that's how I see things. Film versus TV world these days. So let me know in the comments what you guys think. Be sure to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at High Tech on Life, H-I Tech on Life. You can also email me, ryan@hightechonlife.com. If you like this episode, hit the like button, subscribe, share, let people know about us because we're still relatively, we're still in our first few episodes, you know, so we still have a long way to go. Let's put it that way. So share, like, subscribe. If you comment on SoundCloud, you can actually comment at specific points in the podcast so that I will be able to see what you were listening to when you thought of that comment. It's very cool. I think it's awesome that SoundCloud has that. So do that. Be sure to follow us everywhere on social media. Subscribe on the podcast player of your choice. We're on iTunes and Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, all the podcast suppliers, we'll call them. Just search for High Tech on Life and we'll pop up. Thank you again for tuning in today. And I will talk to you in the next one.